So I think that's what he does, is he reaches to his device and he like turns the dial up, and we get the shot of like the crystal and his thing resonating more and sending out like those pulse waves. And then we zoom out and we see pulse waves echoing from other crystals that they've hidden around the zoo as more and more animals start getting saurified.
Oh, Jesus.
If I may, as Feral X, say, Mandrake, I need you to hold off Cybersaurus. I'm going to help Ada.
Okay.
I'm going to turn into sand, go between his legs, and Mandrake, you can do whatever you want with that. As Niles kind of goes up by your side, it's like, hey, it's okay. Just keep working it out like you are. I'm going to try to help you along.
Okay.
And just pulls back, get something fresh.
And it's not blood. It's not blood. It's just, you remember, describe what I look like. Tell me what my form is. I need to maintain it.
Red hair. Smooth skin. You have a very fine red tie on today.
Oh, thank you.
It's very nice. Very color coordinated. Focus on that. It's got a very nice little pattern. Circles. Circles with little dots.
Yeah.
You've decided to move your beauty mark again. I don't know why you keep moving that. You put it on your left cheek today.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
It's not the fact that you have it. It's the fact you keep moving it, dear.
Okay. 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 I think this sounds like a comfort and support.
I do have, in theory, a +3, but -2 from angry.
Ooh.
Let's see how it goes.
Do you have influence over me as well?
I don't.
You don't have influence over me?
No one gave it to me.
Oh, I went to middle school with you and we were best friends. And did that not give you influence?
Nope.
I think I've been behaving as if you have influence over me, so I'm happy to give you influence over me.
I'll take it. So it's a 7 regardless. So if that, you think that was enough to help you, then you can decide that for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to clear insecure. I think that's what Niles being there helps me with. And okay, thanks. I'm glad you're with me again, Manas. Or Farallax.
Farallax at the moment. Niles guided me.
Okay.
Niles guided the words, though.
Thanks, Niles. Stand back up. All right.
I'm going to see what I can do about those crystals. You both seem to have this handled.
Do we? I look over at Saoirse. Does Saoirse have this handled?
Yeah. Saoirse is going to grab the hilt of her big old ice sword that's jammed in the ground and also cracked, and just give it a yank so the ice just shatters and falls away.
Mm.
And then flourish it and say, Tenay! Which will cause a long, just regular long sword, just wreathed in fire to appear. And be like, I got this handled. And I'm going to lunge at Cybersaur and hopefully take out that stupid freaking dino crystal maker thing.
Okay. Well, that sounds like another directly engage, I think.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Another 6?
There's 6.
We do have one team left.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend that team. So I think he's very confident. And the crystal is in his hand. What's the positioning again?
Hand. Left hand.
Hand, okay, yeah. Why is he so confident that a sword isn't going to hurt him?
I mean, he has very strong scales.
Yeah, and he's also, like, got a very, like, weird techno-organic, like, body. So, like, we've already seen his body's kind of disposable. He's not super worried what happens to this iteration of it. So, like, he kind of just throws his arm up, his non-crystal arm up, and kind of just takes the hit, and he's just laughing like this isn't enough. But then, from another angle, Purple Empress comes in with her sword.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, kind of helps dislodge Saoirse. And we have like a little montage of just the both of us striking at them with our blades.
Okay.
Cool. So, yeah, I'm going to choose to take the dino crystallification thing from him.
I feel
like we get the panels of like back and forth with the camera kind of circling around us as Iris and I take turns rushing in and holding him off. And then Saoirse manages to like do the cool flick of the wrist disarm thing that sends the device into the air and then just slashes it in midair to shatter it.
Ooh, boo.
I
feel like that should be an unleash to like shatter it because that can go unstable.
I can do that.
I don't know. I feel like we could just smash it and then see how that results, you know?
We could. What does the rest of the party think? What do the others think?
So, as a player, I love it. As a character, I need to stop this.
Yes.
Which my is mission, why I'm doing it.
Also, when do we want to resolve taking a blow?
So I think Cybersaurus is kind of out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just the sort of general horde of dinosaurs now as a threat.
Also,
because
that's actually a thought, the powerful blow. What if it's just like, I slash it, that's where it explodes.
Well, I think...
What if it's Saoirse takes the crystal and is going to destroy it, but I step in the way and I take the blow?
Okay.
I'd say...
As in, you take the blow that Saoirse was swinging, or you take the explosion of the crystal?
I take the blow Saoirse was swinging.
Ooh, okay, okay.
So you want to defend the crystal?
It could be that. I was thinking as a resolution to the directly engage being just, oh, some kind of blow needs to happen out of this fracas.
Here's what I think, if I may. Mark a condition and take a powerful blow, because I can't imagine taking a hit from your teammate is going to feel good. And also, this is a powerful blow because Mandrake was definitely swinging to destroy this thing.
I think, so here's my idea, is Saoirse marks a condition and Iris takes a powerful blow.
Yeah, I think that works for me.
Saoirse?
And then the two of us can like hash out what we do with the crystal.
You okay with that, Alice?
Okay, I just really want to smash the crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can roll off.
Once this resolves, we can have a conversation about the crystal. But
or we can do the defend versus unleash sort of thing as well.
Okay.
Because like I would rather play out the conflict over smashing this versus not.
So yeah, I think the most quick and efficient way of it is, yeah, Mandrake, mark a condition, Purple Empress, take a powerful blow. I think is the one we should go with. I think it's dramatic and big and flair. And then if you want to pursue it again, then we go towards like unleashing and defending. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'll mark hopeless because Purple Empress is getting in my way again.
The end thinks she doesn't trust you on something. Oof.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that's a 7-9 on take a powerful blow.
I roll a 7. Yeah, I think I'm going to give ground. I think like I think the action of this focused on, you know, Saoirse like getting the crystal, possibly by cutting off a hand, who could say. It's an actual play podcast. Someone has to lose.
It's not a Star Wars. No one has to lose a hand.
And the crystal like goes into the air and she takes a swing and I throw myself in the way. And so I kind of I think the crystal just kind of like lands on the ground, but I like go flying and rolling back. So like the crystal's in between us and I'm just on the ground and bashed. And Saoirse, you have an opportunity to do as you please.
Yeah, I think Saoirse's going to like step forward and stomp on the crystal while shouting like, what the hell? Why did you jump in my way again?
Okay.
Here's a question. Have I told you all about gays?
I want
it makes me we're laugh all every very time familiar.
We're all very gay. We don't need
I think the drama is in like broad strokes, like I'm part of this clandestine organization that observes things, but you know, not like the whole story.
I don't tell you about my missions or orders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe in broad strokes if you think we could help. Mm.
Yeah, like I think that's it. Y'all know I'm part of some celestial order. You don't know I'm the soldier.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Quick aside of like Niles kind of just exchanges looks like, oh, this is gonna get bad, isn't it?
I think that I'll put this out in front of you folks, crushing the crystal is enough that all the other crystals, you know, die down or shatter too, and the dinosaur animals just sort of collapse and start shrinking back. I think it's more interesting if like that is over and dealt with.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, no, interpersonally. Once again, Alice and I playing at odds. I'm sorry, friend. I didn't even think about that going in. Shit.
It's fine.
You have a dynamic if we're committing.
Okay.
I don't think our audience believes that you secretly hate each other.
It feels kind of something soldier move. It feels kind of personal.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Okay, so Saoirse crushes the crystal, dinosaurs everywhere shrink down back into their animal form. I think some of the like dinosaur minions turn back into people, very confused people.
Mm-hmm. Quick aside, I just realized, oh, that's why they have super accurate animatronics of these dinosaurs of the futures, because of this man right here, Cybersaurus, keeps bringing them back.
Well, and also about, yeah, there was Jurassic, wasn't there? The dinosaur-themed superhero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, either they're two different people or this man has a wild redemption arc that we just don't see.
I like the second one. So, Saoirse crushed the crystal, dinosaurs everywhere, turning back. Purple Empress is sort of kind of sprawled and...
Yeah, I'm like...
In pain, or...?
Not, like, serious. Like, I'm just... I'm on the ground. I'm obviously upset. Like my hair is like disheveled and hanging over my face.
I think I'm going to. So I was just standing up and sort of dusting myself up. So I think I'm just going to sort of like nod thanks to Niles and then just sort of run over to your side. Like, hey, Iris, are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm magic. I can take a sword.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I'll turn around and look at Saoirse. Like, what the hell?
She's like hooking her sword back onto her belt. She's like, what? She jumped in the way of my sword deliberately.
I'll look down to Iris, confused. Yeah?
Yeah, it's not her... Well, it's just things. I'm like not making eye contact with anyone. It's things just move too quickly, and I didn't think we should destroy it necessarily. But we didn't have time to talk about it. I'm sorry, Saoirse.
Mm-hmm.
We can't unshoot that bullet, but what we can do is there's possibly other crystals around the zoo. Did you happen to pick up anything about it with your powers?
Oh,
I picked up that it's easily smashable.
Well, to be fair, your version of easily smashable is very different from ours. You're very powerful. We all recognize this, Mandrake.
Thank you. At least someone appreciates me.
I do. Turns. I recognize not wanting to destroy it, but you seem to know something about it enough to get in the way of Mandrake. What was it?
Oh, I didn't... I don't... It's a magic crystal. I don't know much more than us. This is the first time I've seen it. It's just... feel like that maybe something we should talk about and consider rather than rushing into. I'm sorry. I know I'm not making sense. You...
You're okay.
We can't unshoot that bolt. It's fine. There's probably still some lying around. Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Do you want... Should we have a tour around, see if any of there's other crystals that maybe you could find?
Yes, I believe that might be the way to go. Niles, I'm borrowing the existence for a little bit. I'm going to the petting zoo to go find a goat. I always wished to see one. She says this mostly to the air as she starts heading towards the petting zoo.
I just look at Purple Empress. Are we done here? What happened to the Cybersaurus guy? Over at the sort of where he was last seen.
Do we think he's there lying unconscious, or do you think he's, like, time-jumped out of here?
Now, hold on. Can we consider the concept that his head is attached to a smaller raptor body and it just ran away?
Yes, that's what I think happens, is, like, we just see, like, this tiny raptor with, like, a big head on the top of it just sort of disappearing around a corner. Or, like, going into a sewer, going down a sewer grate or something.
We see, like, the tail.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Well, we saved the city from dinosaurification. That's something. Ladies?
It is something, Niall says. Farallax says with a novelty cap and three sodas that she has bought and is handing them out.
Thanks. Anyway, I'm going to look at the Saoirse and Iris, like, look between two of you. You ladies all right? You need to hug or punch each other or something? I don't know how this works.
I think Saoirse is pointedly not looking over where Ada and Iris are chatting. As she, like, re-erects one of those big archways that has, like, the guideposts on it that got knocked over, she's just, like, putting it back up and setting it down in place. And then she's going to climb on top of it and then jump off of the top to elbow drop the mechanical body that Cybersaur left behind.
Okay.
And just smash that into bits, too.
From Farallax.
I'm just kind of watching this, like, obviously upset. I'm fine.
Editor's note, she's not.
Is that you clearing angry? Because I don't think that his body counts as something important.
Oh, it's not important at all.
Okay.
It's just something I want.
The crystal was, so.
Yeah, it's true, actually. You could probably clear angry by destroying the crystal.
That did cause friend drama and had a palpable side effect. I'd let it fly.
So yeah, I think I'm just sort of in a position to have a look, to sort of pay attention to the emotional stakes or whatever here. So I am trying to see if you really are fine as you're saying you are, Iris. And I'm not sure if that's piercing your mask or not.
I think that's pierced the mask.
Okay, cool. Well, gonna roll my mundane of zero and my plus one from influence. And... oh no, I'm afraid. So, minus one.
Wait, pierce the mask? That's angry.
Is it?
Yeah, that's angry.
Oh yeah, sorry, I got them the wrong way around.
It's all good, that's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a 3.
Nice snake eyes.
Wow, my dice, fucking dice luck.
Everything is
Jesus.
Fine.
Yeah, so you're trying to, like, you know, be a good friend. You're like just being there. You're supportive. Mm-hmm. You're doing everything right. I'm just not receptive. You're like trying to fish out like, hey, are you really okay? And I kind of just brush you off. Not deliberately, but like I'm just upset enough. I don't even really notice what you're doing. And I just kind of go to the smash crystal and start collecting the pieces.
So are you saying I lose influence over you?
I'm saying mark a condition.
Okay. Okay. Insecure, I think.
Reading a room, shifts to Niles briefly, gives a nod to Ada, and adjusts glasses. Hey, Saoirse, why don't we come over to the petting zoo, see if there's anything, still any dinosaurs still roaming about.
Yeah, and I think Saoirse's dusting herself off from the bits of computer chips and stuff she smashed out of the suit. It's like, yeah, I've always wanted to pet a dinosaur. Let's go.
If you're lucky, the Saurization race might be slow acting. Hopefully one that isn't a carnivore or a scavenger, depends on the paleontologist you ask.
Yeah. And I think Saoirse's like gonna be like, you know, I used to be made out of plants, right?
But you're not currently.
No, but still, herbivores aren't less threatening.
Yes, but they're often more passive as we're just walking.
Okay.
And I think condition wise, I don't think smashing the crystal works from clearing angry, because then immediate tied into like Iris trying to stop me from smashing the crystal would just make me angry.
Mm.
But I do think it makes sense for clearing insecure, because it was a dumb move and I didn't tell anyone I was going to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I mean, you can be lowercase a angry without being capital A angry.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, could take whatever conditions you want, but yeah. Like, do you want to be, are you ticked off or are you -2 to comfort or support or pierce the mask angry?
I am already -1 to comfort and support or pierce the mask mundane. So, yeah, I think clearing angry makes sense, too.
OK. Cool. So Iris is just blowing me off, basically, to pick through the robot shell. What is she doing there? Is she, like, looking for something? Or is she just looking for something to occupy herself as she sort of processes emotions?
She is kind of just sorting through the broken pieces of crystal. I think she's gotten, like, a little, like, a takeout bag from the gift shop and is just like, you know, like picking up pieces and like rotating them in her hand and putting them in and just like scouring for like any like little shard she can find.
Okay. Is she trying to assess the situation, would you say, or just doing this? And as we say, not everything has to be a move.
I'm not trying to make a move here. I'm just, I guess I like to play sad bitches.
Okay, fair.
Like, I mean, behind the curtain, you know, she was supposed to get this thing and now it's smashed. And like, well, I can at least take back the broken pieces. Maybe there's something there.
Yeah. I think there's probably a sort of a sound like a sort of fluttering of wings as Ada just sort of slumps back in civilian identity, like less pale skin, none of the fancy suit and ties get up, and instead just like sort of, I don't know, 2000s scene clothing. I don't know, maybe like a sort of ripped Hello Kitty t-shirt and cargo pants. And she just sort of slumps on the ground, like, ugh. That went fucking bad. That went almost worse than the Count Mayhem shit.
It was fine. We won.
I don't feel good about it. I did nothing. I did one cool move and I just... All I achieved is almost got turned into a fucking dinosaur person. I just... Ugh. I can still taste him in my mouth. I can still taste his horrid dinosaur blood in my mouth. I just worry, like... It's going to keep happening? Am I going to keep changing past this? I thought I was done. I thought I had a thing.
Ada, would you like to read your vulnerability or weakness move for us?
Yes, that makes sense. When I share a vulnerability or weakness with someone, give them influence over you and ask if they honestly think there's hope for me. So, Iris, you have influence over me again, so you can shift my labels. And
is anything mend or maxed?
My freak, I think... No, nothing is mend or maxed.
Okay. Ada, hey. I think, like, you have this emotional outburst, and it kind of, my face changes. You can, I'm softer now. I'm like, oh, my friend is sad. hey, Ada, you did great out there. We all did our best, and we came together as a team. We'll still have your back, no matter what, okay? Whether you're a bat, or a dinosaur, or anything, okay?
Okay.
I think we've all got a lot of work to do becoming who we want to be. And no matter what it looks like, and no matter how bleak things get, there's hope for all of us. And I think I hold your hand.
I sort of squeeze it. And then maybe pull it a bit to sort of like stand up, because I think I was sitting on the ground a bit. Okay. And how are you shifting my labels?
I think that was freak up in the positive sense, like you're you no matter what, and that's wonderful. And I think it's danger down, because it's not bad to be you.
That's cool. Okay.
And was that comfort and support?
I think so. I think you comforted and supported me.
And does anything else happen if I say yes to there being hope for you?
Yes. I... either mark potential or clear my doom track, and I chose to mark potential.
All right, I have zero mundane for comfort, but I do have influence over you.
Definitely.
Oof, that's a seven.
I'm going to mark potential, I think, because that'll take me to an advance.
We've been playing for 2 hours.
I haven't
failed a lot.
I haven't gotten any potential.
All right. I'll nod. You can see a little bit of, sort of tears in my eyes. They'll wipe away a bit of sort of red streaks on my hand as I do so. Yeah. All right. Hope for all of us. And if you turn into a butterfly person, I'm sure you'll be cool and cute then too. And I just sort of walk away, embarrassed. Do we want to show Niles and Saoirse cleaning up the dinosaurs, or shall we skip forward?
Oh no, I was just doing that to get a scene with Mandrake.
Do you want a scene with Mandrake?
Yeah, I think it will be while we're, I think I have found, we have found, one of the crystals and are cleaning up. I think it's been, idle chat, weather's been crazy lately, right, kind of chatter up until this point.
I think Mandrake has found one of the chickens who doesn't seem to be going back all the way. Their feathers are like more colorful than they should be, and they've got like pointy teeth inside their beak, and is currently gnawing on her finger. And she's like, "Oh, aren't you a cute one? I'm gonna call you Chompy."
Yeah, and I think as Niles is like picked up one of the, like the sharp inactive shards, like, "Oh, this will be great." I think there's like a set cloud of sand that hovers behind, like hovers like big eye contact, like kind of shoots a glare. She's like, I know, just let me do this now. Fine, do this now. Hey, Saoirse, I just gotta ask, are you feeling all right?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. This little guy can't break through my skin. It's just, they're just playing, aren't they?
I don't know, just, you, not that. I mean, in general, you just seem upset about something else today. The way you're going about that fight. Different than usual.
Yes, well, you see, you can't fight robotic dinosaur people the same way you would fight, say, shark people, or just guys in suits with guns.
Yeah, but usually if something like that almost happens, you're able to stop yourself and you collect yourself. Why'd you keep going? Why'd you break that crystal?
Because the crystal was turning creatures into dinosaurs and the dinosaur fell on me.
Look, we all know that Iris has something going on that we don't know about. But there's something clear that she knew something about that crystal we didn't. Why did you, after attacking her, you broke that crystal? Sure, she got in the way of it, and it was an accident, but what's going on?
Does Iris have something going on that we don't know about? Because she's not told it to me. Has she told it to you?
It's an inference. Takes off glasses, cleaning. Farallax doesn't trust this whole gaze, whatever organization she's a part of. I think it's fine. I think generally she's looking out for us, but we're not totally talking about her. I just mean you.
Look, if Farallax doesn't trust the gaze, then Farallax can't be on the team. Let's just deal with that.
And then just a sudden shift. Will you take something seriously for once in your life? You struck a comrade and you're treating it like it's another part of the day. What's going on with you? And at this point, Farallax is provoking you to talk.
Go roll that provoke.
Let's see here.
Ooh.
Either to talk or fight.
Oof.
That's a 4. Oh, what playbook are you using again? The Janus?
The Janus, but I'm basically ignoring secret identity. More focusing on the fact that they live a literal dual life.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Hmm. I think Saoirse's going to, like, tuck Chompy under her arm and turn to face
Farallax.
Niles Lax directly.
Farallax at the moment.
Yeah. And the lighting of the comic shifts so that the scars on her face are highlighted and her eyes kind of get like a menacing glow to them. And like, you want me to take things seriously?
I'd love that.
I came here taking things seriously. I almost killed several people taking things seriously. How serious do you want me to get, Farallax?
Crack's neck. I watched empires fall. And then, abruptly, Niles. All right, both of you, break it. Pinches Bridge of Nose and, like, or at the moment, fighting for control, like, trying to, like, maintain, but, like, half her body is sand.
Does that... Is that her marking condition, or to regain composure, or are we keeping things outside the mechanical dimension for now?
Keeping things outside mechanical dimension. If you want to keep poking Farallax, Farallax will overpower Niles. That's just me role-playing.
Hmm.
Because Farallax is looking to clear this angry by breaking her friendship with Saoirse. And Niles is trying to stop her.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep poking. I think Saoirse is going to keep looming over Niles and like, no, come on, let the cat speak. It's been meowing all day, whining about something or other, showing up in a cloud of dust, and then disappearing as soon as things get tough. Fairlax wants to say something? Fairlax can say something. To my face, and not through you, Niles.
Saoirse, you back off right now, because you know if she starts running her mouth.
GM-wise, I want to use the move, take away their mask, and rile up Fairlax to the point where Niles can't take control back for a while.
All right, then sick, here we go. Fairlax comes out then. As Niles disappears and falls to the ground as dust as Fairlax walks forward. You talk all the time that you used to be more than a weapon. For once in your life, act like it.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about violence?
Fight.
Oh, by the way, affirming mask, so +3 freak.
Fight.
Cool. Good for you. Saoirse's gonna grab Fairlax by the back of the head and slam her face down into her knee.
Is that directly engaged?
That's a directly engaged.
Okay. So you trade blows. What are you picking on your 10 plus, Saoirse?
Yeah, I got a 12 plus.
That was a 12 for the audience at home.
I'm going to resist or avoid their blows and impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
All right. So how it plays out for me, you hit me. Bit of sand leaks as you just do this as Fairlax rises back up. Cracks neck. Impressive.
That hurt a little.
You wanted me to be serious.
It hurts Niles more than it hurts hurting Fairlax. Like, oh god, stop fighting. Fairlax is about as Dr. Strange. Niles is like, stop this, stop, fuck it, I hate it. And she's the one going through emotional turmoil from these.
Okay, what condition do you mark from getting... Actually, no, I think that's take a powerful blow, Fairlax.
All right, let's provoke foolhardy action.
Okay.
How about you do something that hurts?
Okay, Jesus.
Come on, weapon!
Roll that provoke.
That's a 10 plus.
Mark a condition if you don't do it. Add team to the pool if you do.
How?
Oh.
I mean, look, Cyclops and Wolverine fight all the time, and they're great on a team together.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's fair.
And for them, it's flirting. Let's be real.
We're not saying this is... We don't know that this isn't flirting.
Right.
We don't know. Draw maps, leave blanks.
Oh.
As at this point, like, you see, like, cracks, like, of, like, hardened sand, like, on her head, on her, like, her eyes have, like, fully filled in yellow, kind of forming into, this is what Fairlax actually looks like.
People definitely notice that, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. So Fairlax is goading Saoirse into striking fully. And what does Saoirse do with that?
Saoirse is going to unhook her sword hilt and toss it into the air, then give Fairlax a 1-2 jab while it like falls down behind her, forming the giant ice blade and like slams into the ground, and then grab Fairlax by the wrist and the shoulder and swing her around to slam her face first into the flat part of the big old frozen buster.
Not if I use my dangerous web.
You what?
My dangerous web.
Dangerous web, she set a trap.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you swung me around and now I'm constricting you in sand like fucking sand coffin.
Okay. Roll plus your mask's label.
Which is freak.
Yeah, that's plus freak.
Oof.
I get a critical opportunity. So yeah, swirl around you, constrict you in sand, push you away from your blade, and I'm going to take this critical opportunity to just like look at you directly and just be like, no matter how strong you are, I'm stronger. And I want you to listen to me. You want to start hurting the people who help us? I can do unto you 10 times worse. I'd like to provoke you into backing down. And I'm going to use a game face to mark guilty.
What's game face do again?
Plus one ongoing when it comes to saving someone or defeating a terrible enemy. In this case, I am saving Saoirse from herself later.
Okay.
Sure. Go for it.
That was an 11 for the audience?
Yep.
Yeah, that's an 11.
If you do it, as in, like, back down and admit you're wrong, you can add a team to the pool. If you don't, you can mark a condition.
Jesus.
Well, first of all, the first thing is you only said you were, wanted me to back down. Nothing about admitting I was wrong. Secondly, hey, Feralax, you get to shift my labels because I'm making you my rival. And you already had influence over me.
Played using Masks, A New Generation, written by Brandon Conway, and the Phoenix Academy playset, written by Rob Weiland. Both are published by Magpie Games. Iris Imago, aka the Purple Empress, is played by B. McJanda, who can be found on Twitter at SpaceDoobie. Ada Kroll, also known as Red Queen, is played by Mina McJanda, who can be found on Twitter at MinaHoneyBat. Saoirse Sullivan, a.k.a. Mandrake, is played by Alice Kira, who can be found on Twitter at MagicalGirlKira. Niles Berman, a.k.a.
Feralax the Eternal,
is played by Danny, who can be found on Twitter at BaddyDanny. The show itself can be found on Twitter at UnlabeledAP. All music and editing provided by Mina McJanda.